Sharply conflicting with official Pentagon claims, a University of New Hampshire economics professor released a report Monday morning citing over 3,500 civilian deaths in Afghanistan from U.S. military actions. Professor Mark Harold on his sources and why this information has not been more widely available.
This is a topic which, of course, has not been worthy of major mainstream network news. I put this together day by day using a very wide variety of sources. Most of it is foreign newspapers. The foreign press has been far more willing to write about this. It's not only newspapers, it's actually press releases from agencies. It's a couple reports from non-governmental organizations on the ground in Afghanistan and a variety of other things.
Many of the sources repeat a similar theme, largely explaining the consistent and mounting civilian toll. Professor Harold elaborates.
I can't emphasize enough how severe these bombings are. When fighter jets come in and bomb with 1,000, 2,000, 500-pound bombs, first of all, the precision of the weapon is not what it's all made out to be. And secondly, the force of the explosion, especially if it's a 2,000 JDM bomb, is enormous, and it's going to destroy residences or whatever is around the particular target. So I think that there was here a willingness on the part of U.S. military planners to bomb military targets in fairly densely populated areas, and inevitably Afghan civilians die. And one of the things which comes out of this research is that there are serious doubts raised about the great precision of the weapons which have been used.
Though simultaneously U.S. weapons systems have shown to be highly accurate, perhaps best demonstrated by striking what Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has called targets of opportunity.
In reality, as many of the accounts I have indicate, the targets of opportunity basically meant anything moving on roads. Moving on the highways of Kandahar and that particular area of southern Afghanistan became a death warrant. And there are innumerable reports of trucks being hit, of buses being hit, of taxis being hit.
Which may not surprise those critical of U.S. military operations, especially as these actions repeat a pattern of warfare consistent since the Gulf War a decade ago. But the revelations of 3,500 dead Afghan civilians did contain a great surprise for Professor Harold.
I was very surprised to see the range of targets. I shouldn't say targets, because I want to be very clear about what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. I am not saying that the military has targeted civilians. What I am saying is that the decision of the military planners to carry out the type of bombing which was carried out will have severe civilian casualties. So that is really the critical issue. It is the willingness of the military to basically assign a value of zero to the civilian lives of Afghans.
Pentagon officials had no comment regarding the report. The report is available on the World Wide Web at pubpages.unh.edu/MWHEROLD. For the KABU News, I'm Andrew Geller.